friends. I am your Dungeon Master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me this week is Timothy Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are also he, him.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Michael Bachman.
Dipping back into delicious podcasting. It's Double Baby Bachman coming at you live. He, him.
And Nika Howard.
What the fuck? How are you going to have me, like, come up after him? I don't have a special, like, little nickname.
Just say your name and pronouns. That's all you have to do.
Hey, it's Nika Double Baby Bachman.
Hell yeah! Nailed it.
My pronouns are she, her, or anything that Bachman uses.
I use hawk. That's not a pronoun, but I use it.
All right, cool energy. Loving it.
It is. We were getting too rowdy before this started. We were giggling too much.
Turn off hot and then immediately stop.
I like when the energy is weird on the podcast that we make and helps us pay our rent to point it out in order to make us do worse.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. So, Michael, I just got to say from all of us to you, we got you something. It's this. It's our appreciation.
Aww.
What?
Such a great story.
Oh.
Yes. Everyone clap.
Oh, wow. This is weird. I'm a little uncomfortable with it. Thank you all for also collaborating.
I'm in a weird mood, but I'm in a good mood.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Is it because my...
I'm wearing denim, yeah.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but yeah. So I guess we'll just have to monitor... denim is leaching into...
You know what I think it is, guys? I think it's because my wife doesn't have a job. And I'm the breadwinner for the first time in a decade.
Tim, he's saying I don't have a job, which is not true. I did put my notice into my job, but I will still have a job for 3 more weeks. So.
Okay. Anyways, let's actually give a round of sound to Jennifer for finally quitting her job. That thing we've mentioned a dozen times.
You.
That fucking sucks.
It took me several years.
I'm going to take it back if you somehow fail and don't end up having
that
is
true.
Like, honestly, like, I don't trust myself, and I have tried twice in the past, and this is the third time, so let's hope this one sticks.
Yeah, when Jennifer put her notice in, we all made the joke of, like, did they let you?
Did
they say okay, or did they say no?
We don't accept this, actually.
But yeah, we're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast that relies a lot on our community and our kind of running jokes and the fact that we're just normal folks. I mean, Jennifer doesn't have a job anymore, so besides that... so yeah, we like to pretend that we're just at the basement, right? You know what I'm saying? I play a wizard. His name's Toby.
I play Rowan Gray. She's a level 20 half elf ranger.
You play Lonnie.
I play Lonnie, a level 20 monk half elf who run fast. Ferret.
Yeah.
And you're a wood elf. You're a wood elf.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said half elf.
Wood elf.
Half elf.
Not a half elf.
Half wood.
Exactly.
I play Scud Derringer, a level 20 water genasi, necromancer, son of a god.
Son of a gun.
I really forget that he's a water genasi, like, just constantly. Because in my mind, he's like, he's just Scud.
So does he.
He's just...
Yeah. It's apart from when we first introduce a character that I'm playing, they're human.
It's just Bachman.
When I first start, it's just Bachman standing there in the middle of like all these elves and dwarves and shit.
I like that.
I like that actually too. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Anything else we want to talk about before we give away dice? We should probably mention at the top the goddamn charity stream coming up on April
24th. Yeah! That's so soon. That's it. That is... this weekend, if you're listening to this podcast, once it comes out, that's like really soon.
Oh my god, that's so soon.
It's so soon.
Crap. Well, yeah, 24 hours of delicious content for y'all, raising money for the amazing Trevor Project, which exists to provide LGBTQ folks with resources to, you know, make sure they don't harm themselves, make sure they have the support they need. It's an extremely, extremely important charity, and we're happy to, mm-hmm. that we've been able to, we raised a little over 14,000 last year. It's been quite the year, been quite yeah. the 2 years, been quite yeah. the decade. So obviously, it feels wrong, kind of, to try to throw in one of those, and we're going to beat it this year.
Just do what you can.
Do what you can.
If you can, if you can donate, please do. Please join us or boost the stream in general.
And honestly, we do make money off of Twitch. So we're going to give all the money that we make during the Twitch stream to the Trevor Project. So even if you show up and watch.
That also helps us.
That will help.
Yeah. If you know, it's like, hey, I've been meaning to sub to them. Yeah, do it then.
Yeah.
We won't get the money. The Trevor Project will.
Yeah.
That being said, probably better to donate than like jump in and drop a bunch of bits in the chat.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Because if you don't have money to spend, you can come and hang out.
Here's the tier list. All right, here's the tier list. Get out their protractors.
All right.
So if you have Amazon Prime for a variety of reasons, and you don't sub to anyone on Twitch, then definitely come on out anytime mm-hmm. between 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. starting on April 24th and plop that down. That's a free way you can give the Trevor Project, I believe, $2.50. And all you have to do is already have Amazon Prime. And then there's trickle down, yada, 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 of ways. But yeah, definitely donate directly. That's the best way to do it. But that's cool that I'm saying that as though I'm not part of Geekly, because I didn't know. So I can legally say that's really cool to hear.
Veronica suggested it, and I was like, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Such a good idea.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So come hang out. I'm going to be on there a lot. I accidentally am on there a lot. Pat, our buddy who played Doug Rubble, is going to be running a game. It's going to include Matt Young, who plays Usador, on Welcome to, or Hello from the Magic Tavern.
You fucked up! He's going to kick your ass, bro!
And so that's cool. That'll be fun. So come watch that. Come watch the site. Come watch Gap.
That's
we'll
right.
be on at, mm-hmm. I think it's
9 p.m. Yes. 9 p.m. Eastern, April 24th. It's going to be a great time.
It'll be, I guess if you're listening to this, you don't care, but it will be spoiler free. So tell your friends that you can, you know, they can come watch and we won't get spoiled.
Tell your grandma,
finally.
Come watch, you get the spoilers free.
Oh yeah, it's not going to be canonical, but we're just going to spoil everything. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Inaccurately spoil everything. All right, shoot, let's give away dice.
Let's give away some dice.
Hell yeah.
Friggin' dice.
Every single week, Die Hard Dice gives us a code. A code which gives you some free dice.
Tim, you have to turn off your cult leader voice. It's too scary.
Yeah, you can win some delicious dice. But if you don't win, for whatever reason, you can head over to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code greetings-APR, which will give you 15% off your delicious order. Tell them we sent you. Who knows what will happen. This week's winner, Dilbert of Death. Congratulations.
Dilbert of Death, you called their name out for subs earlier.
I did.
Nice.
Congratulations, Dilbert of Death.
Congratulations.
Dilbert of Death.
Legally, I have to say that if you use the offer code, we get a kissy kissy. Hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored. We don't want to get mommy bloggered all over again.
Thank you, dieharddice.com. Now that we've given away some dice, let's roll some dice. Or roll
d20. Yeah, baby.
I'll roll a d6. Oh, man, I got a 17.
Oh, yes.
My secret is I roll 2 and I pick the one I like better.
Don't say that.
That's cheating. You have to do the next 404 recaps.
Yeah.
Bachman, every time you make...
He's like, ugh.
Each time you make a cheating joke, Nika gets an angry tweet about
it's
you.
It's so true.
Yeah.
What?
It's just how it is. You know,
it's
I could go off
of the
at length, you know, but this isn't my therapy.
You could argue that I've never made a cheating joke.
I guess you could argue that.
I've only told the truth.
Informed everyone.
Damn, wow.
Yikes.
Well, guys, I rolled a 9, personally.
I got a 15.
I rolled a 6.
So I win.
Yay, Tim, congrats.
Timothy Lanning, what happened last week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast?
Last week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast. we fucking got to see what the fuck Scud and his daddy got up to.
They had a moment. Scud's papa had his trophy for him.
Yeah, the Cats in the Cradle song started playing, all that good shit. Uthgar was like, it was pretty shitty of me to throw you into church prison next to a god-killing artifact. That was unchill of me. Are we chill now? And then Scud's like, not really. And he's like, damn. Anyways, I'm dying because of this ring you gave me that wasn't very powerful, but it was a funny bit that Michael pulled on Toby via Pat. I no longer like Pat. He's my enemy. Do not come to his portion of
friendship
the
is canceled.
Charity stream, please. Thank you.
For Doug Rebel's crimes.
Pat messaged me today and he's like, I can't believe you brought up the ring again.
Then after that, we got kind of in a classic us mode, which I think people think that what we're doing is overly planning and then not following the plan. I think we are just enthusiasts of talking about the potential of planning.
We like to kind of like game it out a bit.
Game it out a bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Brainstorm.
Yeah, and part of it is like a nostalgic slurry of referencing NPCs and faction within the campaign. It's like picking up an old action figure you have behind you and just looking at it and like, this sparks joy and things like that.
The same way
we mention the wizard in the tower and the forest.
Would you say the wizard in the tower? That does spark joy. Honestly. The necromancer, I love thinking of that.
Yeah.
No, that wizard in the tower doesn't exist.
Okay.
Why would you take that joy away, Michael?
That is the ongoing bit, is that I always say the wizard in the tower doesn't exist.
Yeah. Besides that, we kind of got a little more lore about what maybe Eckhart slash Trant, even I'm doing it, is up to. And then we sort of talked about, you know, this feels like a big battle, right? So we obviously want to have allies. Mm-hmm. Plus, we kind of joked that we, like I just said, enjoy sort of just mentioning the things, even if they don't get brought up in the show. It still feels fun to reference our allies and things like that.
Yeah, because I feel like part of it was we kind of landed on that Deepholm is going to be the spot to take in any people after shit goes down, like any refugees, any injured. So they're just going to like be standing ready to go. But we need more allies to do fighting.
Right, because we have to break into the abyss, right? And we need to make sure that we're able to take long rests. We need to make sure we can escape if we need to. We need to be able to make sure we can take short rests. We need to make sure
we need some muscle
that we can go, you know, 6v6 instead of 6v10,000. So we're kind of like figuring that out. And we have a lot of really cool buddies and things like that, whether it's Toby's totally, you know, girlfriend who's a dragon, whatever.
It's fine. It's like chill,
not a
whatever.
Big deal. Or, you know, it's the other Circle of Seven, or maybe motherfucking White Spire people, or Ashiar Dane's crew. Who is to say? Do we do anything else? I don't remember.
I don't think so. We did end with Toby getting a surprise.
Oh, that's right.
Guest.
Oh.
Which I'm gonna have to ask
Tim Conway
everyone else to take off their headphones.
Off your headphones and give to the Lord.
Yeah, so Toby had gone off to Betty Bye. Mm-hmm. And he had a sort of a kiss of fitful sleep. Mm-hmm. And then he heard
full cap.
I believe it was, Toby, I'm disappointed in you.
I've had this dream before. Get out of here. I know how to do it. I wouldn't say explicitly I'm good at lucid dreaming, but like, you know, I did not forget my homework. Thank you.
Your hand, mm-hmm. your gross Vecna hand,
yeah,
shoots up and grabs you around the neck, the throat, and starts squeezing, and you are very awake.
Ah! Oryx is gonna get jealous. That's a joke. I make jokes when I'm stressed out. Sorry, Vecna. This is Vecna attacking me. Please stop it.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Why are you disappointed at me? I didn't do anything bad.
You realize you have my eye.
Yeah.
Do you not think that I can't see what you're doing?
Oh, crap. Yeah, I guess. Huh. Yeah, okay.
I don't think lying is your strongest attribute, Toby.
No. No, not at all.
And yet, it doesn't seem like you're working towards fulfilling our plan of killing the gods.
Oh, that is true. I did say that. You see, you know, I'm just kind of... I feel like it's going to create a lot more chaos, right?
Toby, we have a deal.
Wait, we had a deal? I thought, okay. Okay, so you want me to kill all the gods?
That's right. Have you forgotten this? I was under the impression that you were the most intelligent being in Drunkaros.
It's been a couple days and I am officially the most intelligent being thanks to you. I lost some of my intelligence due to creating my brother, but because of you, I'm back up to 23, baby. You're right, I did do that. I'm just so willful and I have my own opinions on things. Okay, let's just talk this out. You're giving me this power.
It's been given. The deal is struck.
The deal is struck. That is true. Okay, and we will kill the gods. All of them, even the good ones, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
Leaving just me and you.
Oh, what about my buddy Lonnie? She seems to be infested with Orcus. That's weird, right?
Yes, she has to go.
Oh, crap. Okay, well, that's a technicality. I don't think that's fair.
She has the power of a god, and we're destroying that power.
Also, I didn't sign anything, so, like, tell you what I'll do. I apologize. I'm no longer going to say that we should not kill the gods. If it comes up again, I'll argue that we should probably get rid of them. Does that feel fair to you?
I don't care what you tell your little friends.
Oh.
I just need you to get the job done.
Okay. Well, wouldn't there be a power vacuum if we... Like, wouldn't that be bad for you?
No, because you and me are going to fill the vacuum.
Oh.
How are you not getting this?
Well, it just doesn't... So, sometimes I understand things extremely well, but because of that, I don't understand other things at all. I'm just nervous that we'll break the weave. You know, what about clerics helping sick people? Will we fix that, or... I don't understand.
Kill the gods, or
your soul is mine.
Whoa!
And she vanishes.
God damn it. Oh, I'm an idiot. Well... Toby, you fucking stupid fucker. Oh, you fucked up.
Okay, you wake up. It's another beautiful day in Greenham. If I remember correctly, I believe the next move was that you all were going to go say what's up to Rowan's papa. In the Galanthus.
That's right.
Love talking to dads.
Tia's on to that.
Yeah.
Bro.
So Michael,
yeah.
How do we go about, how would Rowan go about getting herself and her friends to Galanthus?
Why are you asking me?
Stop it.
Just tell me.
I'm going to fidget spin your balls.
Okay, now I'm imagining that.
Nothing has ever sounded better to me.
It seems like it feel good.
It might.
So I did look at the wiki today.
Okay, good.
And it seems like the only time we've ever been to Galanthus was in a semi-flashback with Harper when we met Rowan for the first time.
Sick.
Yeah, so it is like a strange sort of pocket dimension.
And that feels like a fey thing. Like,
right.
Like, you step here and then suddenly you're transported. If you touch this fern.
Right. It's a classic.
With just this level of delicacy.
Yeah. You walk, you know, you hike in this trail for 4 hours and you think you pass that mushroom over and over again. And then you realize you're only 20 minutes in the forest and you've just been walking around circles. Unless you got some magic, blah, 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 blah.
Mm. Yeah. It's sort of holds this place in between the Prime Material Plane and Feywild. And there was one point, what the fuck was the Sky City called?
Nareev!
So Nareev was essentially stealing magical power and making Galanthus shrink.
Mm.
That was a thing that was happening that probably no one remembers. And that's okay.
We absolutely remember that.
All right, that was like one of the potential quests we could have gone on.
Right.
Yeah, and we chose not to.
So, yeah, so essentially you can teleport there if you know how to teleport there, or you can
get there because you have been blessed with the ability to go there.
Because I guess what it, in my head, like, I'm thinking about the freaking, what's the thing in Thor? The portal.
The bridge. The rainbow bridge.
Rainbow
thing.
Road.
Like a situation, like, is it like that? Or do you gotta, like, you need to, like, call somebody in Glenthis and be like, hello, please beam me up.
I feel
to
like
Glenthis.
What we have to do is we'd have to teleport or we have to drive one of the ships over, but put you at the very, 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 very front.
I'm like the lady in the front of the ship.
Exactly.
And it's like, just like,
Rowan, you don't have to take your top off. That's just what all the other sailors do.
I'm just flexing.
Yeah. to break through the Fey orb, the Fey.
Yeah, because, like, how is, like, the messaging? Like, could I send a message to Galanthus?
Yeah, totally. According to the 17 people in the chat, is the Bifrost.
The Bifrost, thank you. Yes. I'm imagining, but maybe it's the Bifrost of the mind, if it's, like, teleportation.
So I think Rowan can just get there. She can probably confer with Toby and be able to allow Toby to teleport there.
Okay.
With, like, an Arcana roll.
Like, if I, like, give him enough info about it,
yeah,
like, he'll be able to. I'm, like, describing, like, yeah, there's, like, a big, like, black void and, like, the sparkly thing.
Toby has huge rings under his eyes. His neck.
And they're both his natural and his cat eye.
Yep. And his neck is like really red, even though, but he's like wearing like a really strange and not Toby at all, like Asgot to try to like hide it, but it's not working.
No. Wait, with the red, okay, like the redness that, well, I guess maybe I should roll to see how much Rowan perceives.
Yeah, go ahead. Percept that.
16.
Yeah.
I know this is like some kind of red, but I'm like, seems like he's covering that up, so I'm not going to bring it up.
You could probably see. Maybe don't think much of it.
Yeah, I think
discretion is probably the first and second rule of the Tower of Grey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I imagine that both Toby and Rowan have definitely seen some shit about each other, and they're just like, let's agree that this never happened. I just feel like that.
Yeah.
Has happened in the Tower of Grey. Yeah. So I feel like Rowan sees it and just kind of like nods. Like, doesn't say anything else.
Michael, I got a 31 Arcana.
Okay, yeah, you can definitely get there. It all makes sense to you.
Oh, this is easy. Shut up.
Toby.
I said I don't want to get there.
You're like really rude these days, dude.
And then I'm like, cat eye, scary hand, what do you think?
Okay, well, if I get a cat eye, can I start being rude also?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Who all is coming with you?
No one else. I don't trust you, you fucker. No one.
Can we come?
Oh, here's something I want to do. Do you guys want to bring? I'm going to cast Wish and then do, like, level 7 Circle of Truth or whatever it's called.
And, like, are Aludra and Jayla still there? Or are they going off to, like, do their...
I would think that Aludra and Jayla would probably, like, be conferring with other, like, leaders and such.
Yeah.
And then coordinating the setup of Deep Home.
Doing politics shit.
Exactly. They're doing statecraft.
Yeah, once you get to a high enough level in the state, it's actually more helpful for you to wield 10,000 spears than one.
Wow, that's so true.
Except for Jayla did a lot of damage. So.
Your arms gotta go so wide.
My arms are so tired from all these spears.
All right, let's do a classic. Us, obviously. Bercy, Eckhart, let's bring him on back. I trust him. He said
he's
sorry.
Heavy, he's fine.
I think he's fine.
He explained it to me.
He explained it. It didn't make sense at first, but...
I really just trusted him. He was swinging a clock in front of my face.
Michael, can we bring anyone, or...?
Can we bring Frank?
Yeah, you can bring Frank.
I miss Frank. Can we say hi to Frank right now? Michael, is Frank there?
Yes, Frank is here. I have been wondering if I could, you know, potentially set up some lucrative trade routes between here and Galanthus. They must, you know, have all kinds of wonderful goods that we could sell back here at a very high price.
They don't.
Okay, Frank, maybe you don't know this, but my dad's the king of Galanthus, and
know that.
Well, and it's just that I feel like you don't understand how cool it is, and I spent every summer there, and so also what I'm saying is if you meet my dad, just, like, don't embarrass me or, like, do anything weird, okay?
I know that I have all of your HR reports, right? Like, I know Dad's Theon Dane.
Theon John Dane.
Yeah. King of full Galanthus. Name, but like, he's cool though. Like, it's like fine. He's like a cool king.
I thought he was. Never mind.
Your mom is River Grey. She lives at the crossroads.
Yeah, that's right.
What else?
Okay, Frank, you're giving my private HR information out to you're everyone doxing right her. Now.
None of those laws exist yet, so I can just tell anyone anything.
And I specifically told you to bury them in the ground with near my money, where I also told you to bury it at that place.
I
don't bury her money.
Yeah, I've been burying it.
Wink. I mean, good. I told you to. So.
Again, this is a classic Tim thing. Probably doesn't matter, but I like it. It makes me happy. So who gives a shit? I want to give one. We have extra sending stones. Thank you, Mr. Red. I want to give one to Jayla.
Okay, cool. Ooh, yeah, we gotta keep contact.
Yeah, Jayla seems like a good phone a friend.
Jayla's like picking it up like she's in the fucking like Secret Service. Like,
go
hello.
For Jayla.
She's Jayla over. Over right to rock
yeah,
and roll.
Jayla fucking puts her clips her sending stone to the outside of her belt with a wallet chain. She's so cool.
Jayla barbecues every weekend for the castle.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my
you
God.
You always know when she's coming because of the jingle.
Jayla's become a dad now.
There's like light arguments between Aludra and Jayla where Aludra's like, I bought you another outfit and you cut the sleeves off again?
I told you my arms don't fit.
No, they're really big. They're made for Dorsa. Oh, shit. And then, we're going to, I don't know if we need to give anyone other ones that we have any contacts with here. What's Adira doing? I think we should bring Adira.
Yeah. Because did we decide, is Bercy going to stay here or go somewhere else? Did we talk about him yet?
Well, Bercy will be, he's on boatman track.
Well, because I was going to say, because I feel like, again, I feel like having Adira with us would be helpful, but yeah. I don't want to make our crew too big.
Yeah, and I don't trust Michael. He's going to fucking flip the script. I don't trust anyone that killed Orcus. So what was your bird character? Was it Jessica?
Neve?
No.
Oh, that Jessica was a cat girl. Neve was my Jessica bird.
I don't fucking trust Neve. I definitely don't trust Teferoth, because that motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. He's up to no good. Teferoth.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
But yeah, before we leave, and I want to wish Circle of Truth us.
Oh.
But I think I interrupted four things. You and Frank were arguing about your dad.
Oh, right. So do we want Frank to come with us?
Yeah, I love Frank. I miss him.
Okay, Yeah, I mean, Frank, I'll introduce you to my dad, and I'll tell him that you're, like, pretty solid and everything, and I'll put in a good word for you.
Pretty solid. Okay, great. I guess that's the best I can hope for.
This is Frank you've met, but we're kind of working through like 12 years of decoding, some of us 17, where you're a bad person. So apologies if it's a little complex. No, it's just 12 total, or probably like 15 total because it's 7 years. Not important. So would you like to come with us on our adventures?
I would. I think that it would be advantageous for us to work together. So, yes, that would be...
Bercy, Frank, Adira, Scud, Lonnie, Toby, that's me, and Rowan, everybody in the conversation pit, please.
Everyone gathers.
This might get a little freaky. I'm going to cast Zone of Truth.
I feel like Toby's like, okay, we're all gonna do ayahuasca together, yeah. Okay?
Michael, is there a consensual drug we can take that lowers our? What's the saving throw for? Is it charisma?
Charisma.
Yeah, we need some shadow.
Oh, it's fucking Jack Daniels. Can I ask everyone if they want to take three shots of Jack Daniels?
Can I just squirt some ferret wine?
Yeah, to give us
you put a little spritzer of ferret white on top of the shot. It's a floater.
To give us a disadvantage on charisma checks. Not that it super matters. But I don't want you to fuck us again, Michael.
He's gonna fuck us.
I cast Wish.
Wow.
Oh, Michael just got that look in his eye like he's gonna fuck us.
I wish Michael wouldn't fuck us.
Yeah.
I cast to not have to do the thing we did in secret. And
wait, did you do Wish so that we don't have to tell our most embarrassing story again?
Opposite. I cast Wish to cast Circle of Truth, or whatever it's called.
So we have to tell our most embarrassing story again?
No, that's if we'd ask. I mean, we might, you know, what
I was like trying to think.
How
of...
do we, yeah. How do we set a basis, lie detector style?
Damn.
Have you ever killed a person?
It's not like you have to lie.
I know, Michael, I don't trust you. You broke our bond of trust by stabbing us with that freaking guy.
How could you betray us, Michael?
That would be fully white shame on you.
You stabbed me in the back so many goddamn times. What is it? Zone of truth.
Sometimes literally.
That's true.
And you still like that person.
20 charisma saving throw. It's fun to I'm going to roll. Why not? Everyone roll. Zone of truth.
Oh, okay.
Roll charisma?
Win. Yeah.
Charisma saving throw. Charisma? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, roll with disadvantage.
Roll with disadvantage.
Okay, saving throw.
Because we took Boone's Farm shots or something.
Oh, it's like that blue stuff. With disadvantage? Oh, no.
I got an 8.
The second roll I made was a 20, but the first one was a 5.
Sick. Well, you want to fail because it's a truthless place.
I guess.
14.
Adira does not have a crazy high charisma.
I only had an 8.
Same.
This is a good thing to fail. You want to fail. You don't want to lie to your friends.
I want to lie.
Adira fails.
Shit.
Or does she? You don't have to tell us.
Adira dies.
Michael, why do you have that smile?
I don't trust him. Look at him. He's like, oh, she fails at not failing.
God damn it.
Or at failing. I don't remember what I was saying. All right, so... that burns. I'm going to puke. But, let's just go around and say something truthful. And then try to lie, I guess. Is that what we do with this? I don't really know. That couch is beautiful. I tried to not say that. My name's Toby Treacletart, and I made a deal I shouldn't have done. Okay, well, who's next?
What if we did two truths and a lie?
I would love that, because if you were able to do a single lie, that would prove that you succeeded on your whatever in the world phrase, I would say, to say charisma saving throw.
Wait, how many truths are we telling here?
Two truths. Try to just tell a lie. Did you steal my Truvia? What is it? Trulia? Trulia yogurt.
Activia?
Activia. It's not just for middle-aged moms.
Okay. Listen, yes, I did eat your Activia yogurt. Yes, it gave me a stomach ache. I won't do it again, okay? It must be specially made for your little tummy and not for mine.
It's made for gnomes by gnomes. Strong enough for a human, but made for a gnome. All right, you two go. And then also Adira and Frank. And Percy.
I'm sorry, they got so strong enough for it.
Wait, am I supposed to be able to tell a lie?
If you failed your saving throw, you are unable to tell a lie.
Strong enough for a human made for a gnome. That's about yogurt. I'm sorry, that's very funny. The yogurt is so strong.
And again, for this is Tim. We don't have to spend a lot of time. It is making me laugh, but it's just because I don't trust Michael DeMauro. Not that I don't trust the character, so we don't have to spend a ton of time, but...
Do I need to still tell my truth, or...
Yeah, because I don't... You could be fucking Trant. What do I know?
Speak your truth, Rowan.
Okay. All right. Honestly, I feel like your spell is, like, kind of opening my mouth a little bit right now, and maybe that's why I'm willing to say this, but honestly, I think my dad's the coolest person in the world.
Oh.
And I'm not Trant.
That's important. We also have to say we're not Trant. Also. Also, you have to say you're not a spy.
I'm not a cop.
I'm not working for the Abyss. I'm not gonna kill any of you.
This is my normal human, my normal half elf body. Mm-hmm. And I also, if I'm gonna be honest with you guys right now, I don't think that Frank buried my documents in the woods. I think he lied to me.
Hey, everybody, my name's Toby Trigletart. I'm also not Trant. Thank you.
My name is Frank. Frank Ubel. I am not Trant Humble, and I filed Rowan's paperwork very neatly in a filing cabinet. It's on the third floor.
I fucking knew it.
It's safe. It's got a lock on it.
You're not going to, like, be a traitor. You're full in Tower of Gray, old Frankie?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. If you stabbed me, I would freaking cry. And that's Tim Lanning talking, baby.
The second you stop becoming fiscally responsible, then we might have words. But,
that's fair.
I do feel like Frank is in a toxic workplace. He should probably quit.
Yeah, the dude that was like used to work for L Bank somehow moved to like a more toxic environment.
This job was even more fucked up. Yeah,
you went from Wall Street to like bro Silicon Valley culture on accident.
Damn.
My name is Lonnie. I also am not Trant. And I would honestly really love to go work back in that bank again. That was some of the really good times that I had. And I felt like that routine would have really been good for my life and would have kept me running away from my problems. And maybe I would have gotten myself a good 401k and, you know, got my life straightened out a little bit instead of non-lethally punching people in the face or killing toddlers.
401,000 egg salad sandwiches.
You guys know that you all have 401ks, right? You know that, right?
What? He keeps saying that.
You read the documents?
No, I do not read.
I rolled mine over into a Roth.
No one knows what that is.
Percy Ham Hands, I'm not Trant Thumble. I have eaten so much of that yogurt when you guys were on the ship.
Trogon for a half for an orc.
It makes my poops real good.
A couple things are true about Activia yogurt. Strong enough for a half elf, made for a gnome, also weirdly made for orcs.
Yeah, it's too strong for a half elf.
Too strong for a half elf.
My name's Scud Derringer, and I hate my dad. I'm also not Trant. He's doing his best, my dad, but, you know, a life of sin followed by a deathbed repentance, I just don't think that that's enough for me to forgive him.
Yeah. That was very emotional. Thank you.
Well, we've all really shared a lot tonight.
Adira, your turn.
Oh, yeah.
I am Adira Harper. I have the realm's best interest in mind. I am not Trant Thumble, and I, in fact, hate his guts. And when I was a kid, and I kicked my brother in the nuts, one of his nuts did not explode. Oh, God.
You erupted one of his testicles.
The clerics fixed it. It's fine.
Wait, and he still had, like, 10 kids?
The clerics fixed it. You only need one, anyway.
Could be Jarlton. It could be Jarlton.
I'm not going to say anything else about which brother it was.
Who was it?
Well, when you only have one ball, that one ball acts like so much stronger. This is like a dude stuff.
It just gets bigger.
Yeah, it just acts like it like goes right? Overdrive, so you get like twice as fertile. It's a guy thing.
It's like whenever you lose one of your senses, the other ones become more powerful.
Exactly. Nika gets it.
You only need one. That is true.
That is true.
I had a friend ask me for a kidney, and I donated one of my balls, and I just told him that my kidneys are really tiny.
And he said, thank you.
So, I'm always horny. I don't know what kidneys do, but like...
His blood is so horny. Yeah.
It's like, a lot of your blood is semen. Is that good? We did find out that, alcohol can be filtered through cum.
Science.
Gross. All right, well, this is a good... anyone else have anything they want to share? Because you can't lie here. Adira, kind of want to throw another one at you because you're the newest. And again, almost 2 decades worth of thinking you're a bad baddie. Is there anything you regret doing and wish you could take it back?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of stuff I regret doing.
Joey's staring with his cat eye.
P. Diddy, what's his face?
Yeah, stare him down.
I mean, my entire family's dead. Except for my nephew. Full of regrets.
Oh my god, you're just like me. I got one brother alive. Maybe your brother, my brother, and your nephew should be like best friends so that our family can stay together. And then that way, they will never die. They will, or they will die together. And then we will be the ones to hold our family lines.
Wow.
Okay.
And again, Lonnie, I can bring your family back with if you have
nope,
their bones
it is
stuff.
Not worth it. They are dead.
Oh. Nope, I do not
I
want.
Have processed
no,
this
thanks.
Grief. I am not doing it again.
All set.
All right, thank you. So I trust Adira, gang.
She's
I will quit the podcast if Frank stabs me in the back, but that's not like an anger thing. It's just I love Frank so much.
She's for real now.
Mm-hmm.
She's a ride or die.
All right,
Tower
so now that we're to Boone's Farms ends, I say nice job, everyone. That felt really good. Put your hands in.
All right, let's do it.
And we grasp in extremely Harry Potter port key style. We get whisked away, teleportation.
So we're showing up in Galanth's three Boone's Farm shots deep.
Fuck yeah.
I hope you don't
I think
need
that
charisma.
Honestly, we need that to take the edge off.
Michael, do we need charisma for these things? Or
yeah. Wine, right?
That's true. With yeah, Boone's Farm shots is not like, that's like.
It's fortified, though.
It's fortified.
I bring several. Jennifer, what are those biscuit balls you make?
Sausage balls.
Sausage balls. I bring several sausage
it's so
balls.
Good. Just it's like, guys, it's sausage, Bisquick dry mix, and shredded cheese, and you mix it together and roll them in little balls and bake them in the oven, and so they are good. Very good. So good.
What?
Yeah, that's my mom, they're like a southern, I feel like they must be a southern thing.
Yeah, so I hand everyone like four of those to help take the edge off of the fortified
imagine
booze.
Imagine it right now.
Oh god, I'm there. This is the best part about role-playing.
Just imagining eating food.
Do you ever put the cheese in the middle so it's like a cheese bomb in the middle of the sausage ball?
Oh, shit.
Okay, the cheese helps bind the whole thing together. Oh, I'll send you some pics.
Yeah, shit. Please. Thank you. Because now I'm really wondering like how you get enough moisture in the Bisquick mix with the sausage. And
It's raw sausage, and then you bake it.
Be very careful because I thought I heard Jennifer say that she'd send you some ticks. So you have to
I don't
make
want
sure
ticks.
That she clarifies.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
That's what the Zoomers call TikToks.
Oh, gosh.
I have plenty of ticks. Thank you.
You teleport to Galanthus. You are in the realm of Galanthus.
What does it look like?
The air smells of honey and...
Like a little citrus.
And flowers. Little cherry blossoms are floating through the air everywhere. There's it's like the sun is about to set and there's golden light. Just
is it always golden hour?
Golden hour or blue hour? That's the morning.
You could like take. Oh my god, Galanthus, this is perfect for taking pictures.
Oh my god, it's the perfect gram spot.
Influencer. Oh my god, all influencers and drunker girls come from Galanthus because they've got fucking banging drunkagram pictures.
Yeah. Damn.
That is true.
They have that's where the influencer you're in Galanthus.
Yeah. I accidentally followed more influencers on Instagram because they're hot and yeah. That
did it turn
out.
You into the Joker though?
It's starting to.
There's lots of, you know, there's obviously forest around you, but there's lots of these like really big sort of white bark trees with long, long branches and just sort of perfectly melding into the forest. There's also lots of, it's very Lord of the Rings kind of arched.
Are there like beautiful like bridges over water and like there's this waterfall.
Yeah. And yeah. It looks like Riverdale.
Very
Rivendale.
Mushrooms.
It doesn't look like Riverdale though.
I was
Archie
there.
Archie's there.
Where's Jughead?
Archie.
Jughead.
The teacher with the TC Tuggers.
Exactly.
Michael, what's their street food situation?
Oh yeah, is this like a city or this sounds like we're just in the forest right now?
Street meat.
So I mean, you're just in the forest, and you are in a teleportation circle. You are next to sort of a large complex of buildings, and so it's not necessarily you're not in street food zone right now.
Is there like a gate or anything, or is just the buildings are there?
It's just the buildings and, you know.
Is there a board attendant?
Someone comes running up.
Okay.
And they're huffing and puffing.
Does Rowan recognize this person at all?
You do. You recognize this person. It is your father's attendant. His name is Zeno Ziltorus.
Okay. It's great then. Oh, no. My notes are not up. Oh, fuck.
Jennifer reaches to every square thing next to her.
I did. I
Rowing like, or otherwise.
For most of your childhood, his attendant was actually an elvish woman named Kirla, but his wife fired her.
With cause?
My stepmom. My stepmom yes. fired her.
Your stepmom. Your stepmom, Elena.
Okay, honestly, I throughout all this have not even thought about my stepmom. Oh, Roy's gonna be such a piece of shit to her stepmom. Okay, I just got excited. Zeno.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while, but...
Rowan, you're here.
Aren't you excited to see me? I'm like, you're my company. I have a company now.
Hello. Who are the... Oh, this must be... Yes, I know of you, most of you. It's,
Yeah, the Tower of Grey. I know, like...
We're famous.
There's Toby Treacle-Tart, I see.
So you have heard of us.
That's the one... Called Lonnie, I suppose.
Hi, it me.
The quiet one over there is Scud, I'm assuming. I believe, is that Adira Harper?
So you recognize Adira Harper?
Yes.
That important?
I'm honestly pretty impressed right now that you know all my people.
It is
like,
my job to know these things.
Why do you know about us?
Who was that guy? Do you know him? That's Frank. Do you know Frank?
I do not know him.
Well.
He does not seem...
Him hands?
Particularly powerful to me, nor this large orc man.
No, Frank is super powerful. Actually, he has, like, so much gold, like, you wouldn't even know about it. I like that, like, Rowan, like, having to defend Frank to this guy.
Yeah. Like, I can make fun of him, you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a great time. Could you come back?
No.
Well, yeah, it's not a great time. You're right. That's why we're here, because have you heard what's going down in the Abyss? Because... My dad would definitely want to do something about it.
Not specifically, but there are many other things that are happening that are not
well,
good.
Let dad know I'm here.
It's...
Just let me talk to him.
Your father gets so worked up when you're here.
Yeah, because we like to have a good time together, and you're always...
He's 600 years old and a king.
Yeah, he needs to stay spry. We have to do... A freaking archery tournament together is tradition. Every summer.
He's already doing an archery competition right now. He's strutting about.
Well, you're going to have an archery and not invite me to it? Really?
No offense, but he's strutting around like a common wood elf.
I feel like I should be offended, but I do not know why.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, okay. Rowan literally does like hand in his face. Michael, what was my stepmom's name again? I forgot.
Olena.
Olena?
I love it. I love you.
Okay, honestly, he is just like in love or something with Olena. It's whatever.
Juicy.
Yeah, my dad, like, once we just see my dad, it'll be
Should
fine.
Should I kill him?
If Rowan looks at him and is like, not yet.
Listen, Gopher, get out of our way, because we need to talk to this guy or else everything will be destroyed.
The small one is rude. This is not what I've heard.
Well, yeah, this is my business partner, my business that I own that's very successful, by the way. Honestly,
be so upset.
I just want to see my dad, okay?
He's by the waterfall. You know the one. I must be off.
Why didn't you just say that? Let's go.
Because I was trying to get you to leave.
Rowan's walking away. All right. He's walking towards it.
I just hand him, like, a suitcase. I don't know why I brought this. But take this.
It's filthy.
Yeah, duh.
I love this guy.
It's filled with Scud's bones.
The tiny one's food.
Things.
It smells like egg salad sandwich.
I give him an egg salad sandwich.
It's a like very soggy one. The bread is like not totally buried. Flat.
Yeah.
In a non-sexual way.
It's like a two-biter, like a tea sandwich, egg salad sandwich.
A little one with the crust cut off. Yikes.
Yeah, because he called Toby the little guy.
I'd eat it. God, I would eat a gas station egg salad sandwich right now so bad. Fuck.
So you head down to the waterfall. Uh-huh. You know, there's a...
Quick street meet on the way. Do they have...
I don't know if Galanthus has street meat, man.
Street corn.
They probably have, like, beautiful little, like, vegetarian, like, crudités
stuffed
and such.
Stuffed mushrooms.
It's just all, was it, Lembas bread or something?
Yeah, lots of Lembas bread.
It's so corn much. Dogs, but mushrooms in the middle.
Okay, what if they have those stands that have the sugar that they make, like, the pretty little animals out of the warm, hot sugar?
Dude, they probably fucking would.
That's the kind of shit Galanthus has.
I bet it's, like, fancy. Yeah, it's probably, like, fancy.
All right, we show up at the waterfall. We got a couple. I'm with Galanthus and the arrows pointing down. We got that sugar thing. We got our corn dog with middles, several mushrooms. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have a great time.
Can I get a shirt that says strutting like a wood elf?
You don't have wood elves here.
I don't want to break the lore here, but I don't think they would sell that per what Michael has set up already. And Nika, we are kind of like an important show.
Lonnie drew it on.
Nika, we're the longest running 5th edition podcast. So I think you, I don't want to be rude, but I think you saying that they would sell that is offensive to what we set up.
Darn lore.
It's a custom shop.
You weren't in the episodes where we went to the Wood Elf Capital, so I'm not gonna hold it against you. So
this time,
but I know.
Yeah, then we got with our beautiful spun sugar treats down to the waterfall.
Okay, you see two men. They are firing arrows at what appears to be a stump about 200 feet away from them. And there's lots of arrows that are like behind the stump. And can you roll perception, everybody, please?
Absolutely.
Michael, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, no.
What?
I'm really bad at
fine
it.
Fine then.
Wow. I don't think my true sight even gives me better perception.
I think I got very good.
18.
I got a 30.
Michael, can I just like, instead of rolling perception checks, can I just enter the true sight zone every now and again? You don't have to like tell me anything important, but Toby's perception is dog shit.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, I got a 10.
None of you can tell what it's like. They're shooting at this stump and missing, and it seems weird. But Lonnie is like, can see that there is a small mouse standing on the stump holding a piece of cheese on its head.
What?
Is it Wiggins?
Okay, I'm about to freak out.
Rowan, shoot that mouse.
Y'all, I gotta tell you, I've never heard of anyone shooting a mouse before. He got a little cheese on his head, and y'all just shoot it. This is what you do for fun in Galanthus. I tell you, I think Galanthus elves and Arkansas elves really could have a big old shindig together.
I do love this concept of like the fancy elves and the country elves, and they like actually they just agree that they agree on yard games existing.
It's not called beer pong. It's called Beirut.
Yes.
Can we have a, oh God, there's like, fuck it, they bring croquet, we've got lawn darts.
You got it all. Yeah, you bocce.
Cornhole.
They love it.
Long darts are still legal here.
One of the men yells, that little shit from a rat's asshole moved, I would have hit it for sure.
Well, that seems very aggressive.
Can I just try to shoot my bow, shoot an arrow into it?
Yeah, go for it.
I hope it's not Wiggins. That made me cry.
I don't want... Okay, into the cheese. I don't want
to... Ooh, shoot the cheese as though it was an apple in the mouth.
Yeah, shoot the cheese off its head. Yeah.
Okay, that was definitely better. 24!
From, like, behind them, an arrow zips past and knocks the little piece of cheese right off that mouse's head. And they both exclaim in surprise and turn... And you see, who would recognize Lucan?
Toby definitely would, right?
I'm not going to say anything about recognizing anyone.
Oh my God.
Because I went back and looked through the wiki, and it's like, he's barely in any episodes.
Oh,
he definitely hasn't been in one for like 100
episodes. Okay, here's the thing, though. Maybe Roland would recognize, like, maybe he's been around. If he's here now, then
he
maybe
wouldn't,
Roland.
This is a new thing.
Oh, this is a new thing.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
Normally I would say that Toby would, but you know what? It's okay.
No, I feel like Toby would, though. I feel like that's the only person that makes sense that would know who Lucan was.
It depends on how famous Lucan is. You know, if Toby was able to find some information
would,
on him.
Would Lonnie have, because Lucan is a rude elf, like.
Lonnie, roll history.
Okay.
Would Lonnie know?
Lucan was rolling with the crew right before Toby joined, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, he wasn't there.
I got a 15 minus 1, so a 14.
Yeah, you have no idea who this guy is.
That man is an elf? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That don't look like no elf I ever seen. Definitely not a wood elf.
He does look like wood. You can tell he looks like a wood elf.
Oh, shit. I see that bark on him. He is a wood elf. I take that back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, the chat points out that Adira would probably know.
Oh, yeah, she
who
would.
Lucan was. That makes sense to me.
She goes, Lucan. And then Toby would recognize the name Lucan.
Oh, I know surely. The name Lucan. I don't know what he looks like.
Surely. Surely. The other man is a high elf, so he has pale skin and black hair with some streaks of white in it. The side is the left side is shaved, and the rest has like several braids in it.
Ooh.
And he has an eye patch over his left eye, and you can clearly see a pretty gnarly scar kind of going down underneath it. And he's wearing a leather jerkin that clearly has seen some battles. He does not have the finery that any of the other elves you've passed so far.
So this is Rowan's dad. He looks awesome.
Is this my papa?
Yeah, that's your papa.
Your dad is a dilf?
Yeah. I kind of knew going into
obviously.
This. I don't think we would be able to not create a dilf in any situation.
That is a good point. Yeah. Have we ever not created a dilf when we had the option to?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There is also, you notice by sitting under the shade of a tree, there's a I believe human woman.
It's Adira.
It's Nyx.
God, Nyx. She's so cool.
Yeah, they hang out. I don't know what their situation
they're,
is.
I imagine that Lucan and Nyx just, like, never, like, if people are like, you guys together? I'm like, what? But they're always together.
They, like, share a bed, not sexually?
No, I think it is sexual. Oh, they just, like, don't admit that they're in a relationship, even though they've been together for, like, years.
Yeah, we fuck. Who cares?
Yeah, what? It's like, eventually they'll have, like, three kids.
Don't
like,
you?
Yeah, what? We have kids together.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, we have a house and a dog.
Don't you?
Share a bank account.
Aluja's here too.
No.
They exclaim in surprise, but then turn around. And one thing that we haven't discussed, do you think Theonjon would have some sort of fun nickname for Rowan?
Oh, I feel like he must, right?
I feel like he would.
It must be some like cute elf.
What
name.
If he what if he calls her like Freckles? Because she's got little freckles.
That is pretty good.
That's cute.
And
it'd
probably be something like humanish. Like, I don't think technically, I'm sure obviously elves have freckles, but I feel like in your specific situation, that's some of like the human part coming out of you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, that's because, yeah.
Freckles is cute regardless. I love it.
So he barks out, Freckles! And he comes like, he like drops his bow and literally just comes running over.
Yeah, and Rowan just sprints towards him. And she picks him up and spins him around.
Oh my god.
He was like, I was going to pick you up.
I got you first, though.
Freckles, what are you doing here? I haven't seen you in so long.
Well, I mean, I've been pretty busy. As I was telling, what's your guy's name again? Your servant man?
Oh, Zeno. Yes.
I was telling Zeno about this, and he, like, knew all about it. But yeah, this is Toby Treacleturn. We own together the Tower of Grace. Like, going pretty well. Adventuring, you know, we've been up to some shit.
Thanks for the capital and the investments and stuff.
Sure. I know what you're talking about.
And honestly, Toby, I mean, my dad used to be a pretty big badass back in the day.
I can tell. He is now.
Yeah. Dad, actually. Do you know about the Abyss? Because, well...
Where are you going to go when you die? Hey, let's wrap up.
I'm just going to evangelize Theonjon.
What? What are you asking me?
I guess what I'm trying to say is that there's some shit going down right now that we're kind of in the middle of, and honestly, I think I think we could. I think it'd be good for Galanthus to get in on this because there's some real god shit going on right now.
I don't know, Freckles. There's a lot going on. The Citadel of the Seven was destroyed very recently.
Yikes!
So we're pretty concerned about the Westerlands.
Well, I mean, honestly, does Rowan know what that means?
So the Citadel of Seven is where the Circle of Seven chills. So imagine a map of Drunkeros.
Imagine it.
You've got Carr over here, and then you keep going west, and then you go across the ocean, and you hit Palor's Hope, and you go west a little bit further, and you hit Arkansas.
Yeah.
And then you go further than that, which almost goes off the map.
Wow.
And
you hit Norhal.
And you hit Norhal, but south of that.
Oh.
And you hit where the Citadel of the Seven was.
Oh.
And then a bit west of that is where the Crossroads is. And the Crossroads is sort of like, and everything beyond that is like very wild.
Wait. Wow.
So there's
new map lore dropping.
Map lore.
So wait, so you're saying that, what did you say happened to the Citadel of the Seven?
It was destroyed. We've been working here with these nice wood elves. We're working on our relations. We've been cleaning up the Feywild together after... Did you know that Lulf invaded the Feywild?
Oh, we know about that. But wait. I mean, do you know if everything at the Crossroads is fine? Like, we heard from Mom?
I was... Hey, could you... Is there any... What are you up to? So you said you're busy.
Well, I mean... Well, I'm worried about Mom, so I could probably... I mean, I imagine that probably what's happening there is connected to our deal, too, so we probably need to investigate it anyway. I mean, right, Toby? Like, we must... This seems bad.
Yeah, and they probably have, like, a cool, like, I don't know, gun or something there. I right, Adir? You guys probably have, like, weird weapons.
I mean, the Crossroads is... I love loot. I mean, yeah, lots of adventurers come through all the time, like... It's, you know, yeah, it is kind of like a lot of people will test out, or you'll see new things there, because people go there to go adventuring.
Also, if we check out the Citadel, and then the Crossroads. But yeah, definitely.
I mean, your mother can handle herself, but I'm a little concerned.
Well, at the very least, she could probably give us some good intel. She probably has heard, you know.
Right, if it was destroyed, that seems to imply the first clue we have of Trant's intentions.
Right, what his plot is, so...
We're already behind, but we had no idea where to go, so I'm gonna call this a win.
Dad, can you maybe give us some supplies and stuff before we head out?
Absolutely. I just... Here's the thing. You know the stories they used to tell about me and your mother and our adventuring group?
Yeah.
How we had killed that Tarrasque.
Yeah.
In the Westerlands.
That's my favorite one. I made you tell it to me, like, every night before we went to sleep. And Ashiara acted like she didn't like it, but she did.
I'm still hoping you'll rub off on her someday, but we'll see.
I mean, working on it, you know.
So here's the thing. We more, like, contained the Tarrasque.
Wait, what do you mean?
So... We defeated it in battle.
Right, yeah, obviously. But, say contained, though, that makes it sound like maybe it's still there somewhere.
Oh, my God.
So, my concern is that maybe it wasn't all the way dead. And if it has gotten through the Citadel of Seven, that would mean that it had already gone through the Crossroads. So, I'm a little... That is where my concern lies.
Are you saying that we can hunt down a Tarrasque?
You make that sound like it's not terrifying.
That's so cool!
Okay, I mean, honestly, though, if my dad wasn't able to do it, I don't know if I don't know,
Whoa. We defeated it.
I mean, of course, yeah.
It sounds like you didn't, and I'm climbing into my Lonnie harness.
She just takes the, like, paracord or ripcord things and just, like, whoop, whoop, and, like, straps them in real fast.
This is so cool.
And, I mean, if you could check in, I have an old friend. His name was Bigby. He would have been at the Citadel of the Seven, so.
Toby, don't you, like, talk about him, like, all the time?
No, I don't. Adair did.
Oh.
Adira's like eyes are very, very wide.
Adira said he died or something, or did Trant? I don't remember. I can't keep this straight.
Maybe it was the head of the Circle of Seven who brought in Eckhart. Theoretically, had saved him from the abyss.
I think I'm mixing up like our murder Orcus time. Bigby was just had his ass kicked. He wasn't dead when he said that, right? Not that it super matters, because that's just that's player knowledge.
Yeah. But Bigby wasn't there because he was like, "You guys go take care of Orcus."
Got it.
As well, we have a lot to talk about before you go. So
we can show you guys around. This is where I spent all my summers growing up as a kid. It's awesome.
Cool, wonderful.
I mean, honestly, like you guys are pretty lucky because I was never able to like bring my friends with me before. So. Yeah, I can, like, show you my old room and stuff and be like, yeah. I mean.
Did you have bunk beds?
Yeah. I have, like, 3 bunk beds in my room.
Oh, my God. Could I sleep on the top bunk?
Absolutely.
I think we're going to have to learn more about these bunk beds next week.
Cliffhanger.
On bunk the beds? Cliffhanger. Podcast.
Shit, I couldn't work this joke in earlier. Toby, you had Tarrasque, didn't you?
Yay!
That was good. I did like it. Thank you so much. We're not going to do reviews this week because baby, but it means a lot for you to review us. Also, please review any podcast you listen to. It helps them a lot. Also, you know, like I said before, not on this recording, but on the Twitch, twitch.tv/geeklyinc has content like 5 to 6 days a week. I stream every single Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at various times, oftentimes in the middle of the day. So that'd be a good time. Darkest Days of Dale is getting quite entertaining, quite fun. That's every Thursday at 2 p.m. I know that will be fun. You should check it out, please.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd. And also, I forgot to say on Instagram, we are at Greetings Adventurers.
I'm at Tim Lanning on Twitter and Instagram, too.
I'm on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard on everything.
I'm up all night cleaning poop off a baby's bottom. But I'm at the Mike Bachman.
That's Scud's favorite thing to do.
Do you eat it? Don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
You had to Tarrasque. I'm going to keep saying that.
I was going to make that joke in the final thing, and I was like, no, I can't do it. It's Bachman's joke, but now maybe I will steal it.
And you got to.
You will. That's Rules of Threes.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you've finished meeting Rowan's hot dad, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey. Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs, Birol Ska, Light Awash, Beauty Flow, and Long Note 2, are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons. By Attribution 4.0. CreativeCommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know, I don't appreciate y'all saying that Scud eats poop. I've never made a joke about any of your characters that you didn't like.
Really? Should we stop?
You stop an expert.
Okay.